Welcome to Tune In Tales, storytelling for kids on KDLL. Today's stories are Weird Parents by Audrey Wood, read by Mary Weibark, and two poems by Shel Silverstein, Sick and Zebra Questions, read by Mandy Samuels.
Weird Parents by Audrey Wood. There once was a boy who had weird parents. No matter how many times he told them not to, the weird parents did weird things whenever they went out into the world. In the morning, the weird mother always walked the boy to the bus stop. "Bye-bye, honey cake," she called. Then as the bus drove away, she blew a huge kiss and pressed her hand to her heart. At 12 o'clock, when the boy opened his lunchbox, he always had a weird surprise. And in the afternoon, the weird father always walked him home, but not before he shook hands with everyone he met. "Pleased to meet you. How do you do? Isn't it a lovely day?" he'd say. More than anything, the boy dreaded the family night out on the town. Every Saturday evening, the weird father put on his weird hat and the weird mother combed her hair in a weird way. They would dance all the way down the stairs to their weird car. They were always early for the picture show, so the boy had to stand in line with them. The weird mother always talked about the boy as if he wasn't there. "My son has a belly button that sticks out. No one else in our family has one like that." And the weird father always asked the boy to do something silly. "Walk like a chicken," he'd say. And of course, the boy wouldn't do it, so the weird father would do it himself. When the movie began, the boy tried to enjoy it, but his weird parents always laughed out loud when no one else did. At least things got better after the movie. The weird father always treated them to ice cream cones, and the weird mother always let the boy pick out a comic book. At home, they all played a double round of Parcheesi, and the weird parents never got mad if the boy won the games. And when they tucked him into bed and kissed him goodnight, the weird parents always sang a little song. "Sweet dreams, we love you, good night. Now don't let the bug's bed bite. Don't let the bug's bed bite." But as the boy lay in bed trying to sleep, he couldn't help wishing his parents weren't weird anymore. And he wished everyone had weird parents. Yet he knew that wasn't possible, and somehow it didn't matter. After all, they were his parents, weird or not.
"I cannot go to school today," said little Peggy Ann McKay. "I have measles and the mumps, a gash, a rash, and purple bumps. My mouth is wet, my throat is dry. I'm going blind in my right eye. My tonsils are as big as rocks. I counted 16 chicken pox, and there's one more that's 17. And don't you think my face looks green? My legs are cut, my eyes are blue. It might be, it's stomach flu. I cough and sneeze and gasp and choke. I'm sure my left leg is broke. My hips hurt when I move my chin. My belly button's caving in. My back is wrenched, my ankle's sprained. My appendix pains each time it rains. My nose is cold, my toes are numb. I have a sliver in my thumb. My neck is stiff, my voice is weak. I hardly whisper when I speak. My tongue is filling up my mouth. I think my hair is falling out. My elbow's bent, my spine ain't straight. My temperature's 108. My brain is shrunk, I cannot hear. There's a hole inside my ear. I have a hangnail, and my heart is, what? What's that? What's that you say? Today is Saturday? Goodbye, I'm going out to play." I asked a zebra, "Are you black with white stripes or white with black stripes?" And the zebra asked me, "Are you good with bad habits or are you bad with good habits? Are you noisy with quiet times or are you quiet with noisy times? Are you happy with some sad days? Are you sad with some happy days? Are you neat with some sloppy ways? Or are you sloppy with some neat ways?" And on and on and on and on he went. I'll never ask a zebra about stripes again.
Hear more Tune In Tales at 9 a.m. every Thursday on KDLL.